This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's foreign minister says the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, the largest one in Europe, is on fire following a Russian attack. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
A spokesman for Europe's largest nuclear plant says the facility in southern Ukraine is on fire after Russia attacked the power station. A government official tells the Associated Press elevated levels of radiation are being detected near the site of the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the information has not yet been publicly released. The facility provides about 25% of Ukraine's power generation. A plant spokesman told Ukrainian television it is urgent to stop the fighting to put out the flames. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, warned on Thursday that Iran had increased its stockpile of uranium well beyond the limits established in the 2015 nuclear deal, with world powers inching it closer to being capable of building a nuclear weapon. In a confidential quarterly report to member nations, the IAEA said Iran has an estimated 33.2 kilograms of uranium enriched up to 60% fissile purity, in an increase of 15.5 kilograms since November. Highly enriched uranium can be refined to make nuclear weapons. The IAEA report estimates that as of February 19th, Iran's stockpile of all enriched uranium was roughly 3.2 metric tons, an increase of 707.4 kilograms. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of the so-called Quad nations, the United States, India, Australia, and Japan, agreed on Thursday that what is happening to Ukraine should not be allowed to happen in the Indo-Pacific region. This is according to the prime ministers of Japan and Australia. Quad representatives held a virtual meeting as concerns are increasing about Taiwan, a self-ruled island claimed by China. Taiwan has stepped up its alert level since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Taipei is wary of Beijing taking advantage of the distraction provided by Ukraine to move against Taiwan. A joint Quad statement said the leaders met to reaffirm their commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific region in which the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states is respected and countries are free from military, economic, and political coercion. Taiwan's representative office in Washington said it welcomed the Quad's commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. The Kremlin said in a statement Thursday that Russian President Vladimir Putin initiated a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday. The two men spoke for 90 minutes, according to the Kremlin, during which Putin reportedly told Macron that Russia would achieve its goals that included the demilitarization and neutrality of Ukraine by any means necessary. A French official said Macron had told his counterpart the war in Russia started against Ukraine was a major mistake. The official said Macron told Putin that he's lying to himself if he thinks his goals are realistic. The official added that Putin apparently wanted to seize control of the whole of Ukraine. That's a French official characterizing the conversation between Emmanuel Macron and Vladimir Putin. A spokesperson for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro have called for a ceasefire in Ukraine following talks between the two leaders. Johnson said the world could not allow President Putin's aggression to succeed. He denounced the Russian invasion as, quote, disgusting actions that killed civilians and destroyed cities. Johnson noted to Bolsonaro that Brazil was a vital ally in the Second World War. Johnson said Brazil's voice is again crucial in this crisis. Johnson said the UK and Brazil need to call for an end to the violence together. Bolsonaro has until now refrained from criticizing Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. On Sunday, he said Brazil will remain neutral on the issue of Russia and Ukraine. Bolsonaro paid a visit to Moscow February 16th to meet with Putin, just as Russian leaders were finalizing their plans. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.